Hey, what's up, everybody? You're listening to The Homeboys with your hosts, Shu and
Dooms.
All right, my name is Shu, and we got Dooms right here, and we are The Homeboys. This is a premiere episode, so why don't we start out by explaining what this show is all about, since this is a premiere episode, and we want all of you guys to know what we're doing here.
Yeah, set it up in a nice way and just kind of segue into the future. I don't know how, if this will be a great show, but we can do what we can.
Yo, man, that was something funny. Dooms was just checking out his phone. He saw a funny picture. We're all about the memes, though. We'll talk about some memes. This show is going to be a lot of us laughing because, you know, we're trying to learn how to do this thing, but we're just...
Yeah, I guess we could start talking about ourselves and...
Yeah.
Kind of set us up in terms of like the host and who we are and where we come from.
Yeah. So this show, we're based out of Vancouver, and the word homeboys has a double meaning because traditionally homeboys is like, hey, you're my homie and I'm chilling with my homie here, Dooms, and we've known each other for a very long time. Was like a webpage design class. Yeah. when we were making web pages and we were just fucking around and dicking around and shit.
I remember when I met you. I was making a web page and I fucking had like Wu-Tang.
We
sat beside each other because I think they put our class in terms of birthdays.
Our birthdays are like, we're less than a week apart, our birthdays. The same year. So we were in the same class and I was making a website about Street Fighter and Bruce Lee, and you were making about Wu-Tang, and we just started talking about Dooms, and I just started talking about, by the way, you know, they're not Dooms and Shu, they're not our real names. In case you didn't put two and two together, you know, I just got to spell it out for you guys. But we were just, we connected by making a website, and it was just the rest is history, and we started hanging out in the same circle of friends, and we grew up together. We known each other most of our lives, and you know, we're homeboys in that regard. And but also, what Dooms, can you tell our listeners here what the secondary meaning of homeboys
mean? Yeah, well, we're doing this out of my home right now, so
yes,
we're kind of that way. We're
yes, sir.
We're at home. We're chilling.
Yeah,
and then we got the friend aspect to it. So yeah, it's kind of that double meaning we got going on.
Yeah. So we're chilling is a big deal for us, cause you know we're always working hard. We're working. We're hustling for our money. We're hard workers.
Dude, Vancouver's expensive.
Yeah. Vancouver. We're based out of Vancouver, and Vancouver's an expensive city. And it's crazy. It's, you know,
Ottawa is probably one of the most beautiful cities.
Yes.
Definitely, yes. It always gets like top three.
Yes, top three.
Every year.
Always. The 604 will represent it.
Yeah.
Right? So what this show is, the premise of the show is we're really trying to give you guys an idea. And I think nowadays we have such good technology that we can do everything with our phones.
Yeah.
Right? So we
That's
could
like
just
our primary technological kind of gadget you need in your life is a phone. You're lost without it.
Yeah. So but at the same time we get to chill. We get to sit at home and really access the whole world and we get to chill. So
you and your apps and playing your games.
Yeah, we're going to get into that cuz this whole show is about once a week
it's kind of like a lifestyle show we got going on. It's not just one thing. It's just kind of what interests us, and hopefully we'll interest you guys in talking about what we like. And
yeah, it's like a review show / like we're commenting on like current events, just stuff that you would want to do for the weekend. Yeah, so let's say the weekend is coming
up. We grew up in like the 90s, kind of late 90s. So we remember all those review shows that we used to watch on TV. There was nothing like this. There was no podcasts.
Yeah.
Internet's never really had kind of like that review stuff and kind of talk about what you like. I remember the game review shows. Those used to be huge.
Yeah, Victor Lucas. Yeah. Shout out to Victor Lucas, who's probably not listening to this show right now. But don't worry, Victor Lucas, we're going to get him on our show. Okay, I saw him. Remember we saw him that day?
I remember that.
We saw him that day. We
You're
saw
the only one who recognized him.
I saw him. I recognized Victor Lucas. Reviews on the Run. Electric Playground. We were watching Avatar that day, he was probably reviewing, and we saw him at Scotiabank Theater, downtown Vancouver. So that's pretty good.
I don't know if you used to watch Video Arcade Top 10.
Yeah. I used to watch that YTV.
And I used to love that show. Before all this fucking Twitch shit put online now that they watch, we used to watch kids play video games on TV shows.
Yeah, legit. Actual decent. Like, right now, though, esports, Vancouver, new esports
team. Oh, yeah, that is.
Vancouver Titans
will be a hub for esports.
Don't get me started on esports, though. Don't get me started on esports.
And we're close to Seattle. We got some good developers there. We got some good developers here, too.
Yeah, so we're going to be.
EA Sports in Burnaby. That's not too far.
Yeah.
One of our good friends works there too.
Yeah.
So shout out to the FIFA team.
Yeah. Shout out to Money, Mr. Moneybags. At Team FIFA there, so basically every show we kind of have a general theme, things that influence us throughout the week, and we kind of want to tell you what kind of things you want to get up to on your phones or on your streaming devices every weekend.
Yeah, I think we do want to have stuff that we hit every show just to keep it kind of fresh and different, but I guess we'll also like kind of take it organically as like the natural conversation goes to certain things, right?
Yes. Yeah. So today, thematically, we want to talk about we figure we are children of the 90s, so we're going to start talking about the 90s.
Yeah.
We're going to start talking about the greatest era known to man. Okay? Fuck everybody else. That's all I got to say. You know what I mean? This show, FYI about this.
Fuck the baby boomers, man. They got to fucking pay these high motherfucking rent prices.
Yeah.
Home prices.
Yeah, that's right.
They're not fucking ruining our environment and shit.
No offense to our parents, but fuck everybody else's parents. but just saying. But this is a show. It's meant to, like, we're going to say some things that may be offensive language, sensitive language, but we're never coming from a place where, we're never trying to be racist or whatever.
Yeah, we have a diverse group of friends, too.
So, yeah. So
different races, different ethnicities.
Yeah.
It's never been like that.
Yeah, so like when we say like fuck everyone, it just, you know, don't actually go out and fuck people, you know. But we're just gonna talk like that.
Yeah, we don't condone fucking random people unless it's like something you want.
Just don't randomly fuck people. Alright, that's the lesson of the day. Alright, I don't want to hear
consent. We need
yo
consent.
I was listening to this show called The Homeboys and they told me randomly fuck someone.
No, you need consent.
Yeah, you need consent. Consent. Yeah, no, man, means
we're
no.
We're definitely in a new age, I think, too. Yeah, with all like the
Me Too
stuff.
Era. Yeah.
There's been a real shift, and I think just people understand like, hey, that is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have been doing well with that Me Too stuff and kind of identifying like sexual assault and this and that. And
shout out to the ladies.
Yeah.
Shout out to the ladies. Right.
I think we're making good steps in that way. Although it's gonna take a while, but I still think we're headed in a good direction with that.
Yes. I think that's good. And now we try to keep this show about an hour long. Sometimes it goes longer. We try to do it once.
Where are we right now?
we're at the timer says like almost 8 minutes, so our intro ran for 8 minutes. But we did get a public service announcement telling people not to randomly fuck people. So that's pretty good. So right now we're moving on to our next segment. We're gonna debate the 90s. Hey, yo, you know why? Dooms, he likes to laugh.
The worst criminal ever.
Okay, he was saying I would be a worst criminal because we're talking about the bongo drums. But listen, you gotta know before you're listening to this, we must have done like 10 takes because I keep fucking shit up, right? But we got that bongo was our little we like sound effect. So that bongo,
segue,
was our little segue into talking about the 90s. And George Lopez was kind of came to fame in the 90s. And the early 2000s. And if you don't know George Lopez, please look him up. YouTube the man. He's a funny, short, little Hispanic man. And his wife on the show is smoking hot. I can't remember her name. She's amazing. And his real life wife, George Lopez's real life wife, Dooms, can you enlighten our listeners?
Definitely gave her more than like, gave him more than like her hand in marriage, right?
She's
giving him her kidney. Yeah, I think he had like a genetic disease and that kind of just ruins kidneys, and then
Yeah, yeah. We're searching. Dooms is Googling at the moment as we speak. But yeah, what a nice lady, eh? Yeah. You know. But apparently they're now divorced. Yeah. So she probably went outside.
I wonder, like, the divorce settlement. What is the? Well, you got to take care of my kidney now.
Or? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like she went outside the house. With a bunch of, she waiting. She got that ice bath. She like, come for an ice bath, honey. That's my parting gift. Oh shit, she's taking her kidney back. But yeah, that's very noble of her, despite the divorce. Shout out to George Lopez. One day you'll probably listen to the show. And if you're listening to our 100th episode or whatever, George Lopez, down the road, please listen to the debut, because we're featuring you in the first episode. That's pretty good. So anyways, George Lopez, funny guy. But let's 90s, talk about
90s, yeah.
90s. Let's talk about, since we're talking about George Lopez, let's start talking about the shows of the 90s, the TV shows. Because the 90s was, you know, we grew up in the 90s, so we're biased. Right, we're biased. We think the 90s are best era. Please,
have a healthy discussion. No fucking F bombs and stuff like that. Even though I just dropped one.
No. We're basically just saying the 90s are best. And if you don't like it, then
yeah, I think even a lot of 90s stuff is coming back right now.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of. And for those of you who don't know, Doom's here. He's a sneaker guy.
Yeah.
He's a sneakerhead. And you know, I played basketball my whole life, but I never got into sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay, so
definitely here, Jordan's, that's like a 90s sneaker.
Yeah, Michael Jordan's birthday today, yeah, while we're recording this. Today is February 17th.
Yeah.
February 17th, 2019. And it is Michael Jordan's 56th birthday, the GOAT.
Yeah.
And if you don't think definitely he's a GOAT, then just...
Yeah, just don't even listen.
Yeah, to just go fuck yourself. Just get the fuck out of here. Yeah, but we're talking all about the 90s, okay?
Yeah. But when did he join that NBA? Like 89?
He joined the NBA in 1984, his rookie year. Right? Rookie four. But he was playing the year we were born.
Yeah.
So his rookie year was technically, his sophomore year was the year we were born. We were born during his sophomore year.
Shout outs to the Air Jordan ones. Yeah. Although that's probably like an 80s sneaker, I guess he would. That.
Shout out!
Space Jam was super 90s.
Yeah,
yeah. He had the Space Jam 11.
We're definitely getting into a Space Jam. We're digging all that stuff. But shout out to Michael Jordan, who probably will never listen to our show. Out of all the people on this planet, he probably would be laughing for listening to our show.
I don't think he knows what a podcast is.
Yeah, yeah. Like. He probably doesn't know. He'd be like, yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't even care about people in the NBA. Like, he doesn't. Why would he care about us? Man. But
that's how competitive he is, right? That's what made him the best. He just doesn't. If it just doesn't make sense to him, he doesn't care, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's by the way, All-Star Weekend in Charlotte happening right now that's in the hometown. Home of J. Cole. Shout out to J. Cole, who will also probably not listen to this show. This is going to be our running gig now. We're just going to name a bunch. We're going to name drop a bunch of people.
Shout out people.
Who will never listen to our show right now. Nobody, right? Don't worry. When you guys get famous, you can be like, yo, I listen to these motherfuckers. Let's talk on this show.
Yeah, J. Cole, he was in the dunk contest. He almost dunked.
He almost dunked.
Yeah.
He almost dunked last night. Yeah. So shout out to Cole.
He's got some vertical. He probably could have dunked on a good day, though.
Yeah. It's a cold world. That's right. Yeah. It's a cold world.
He's got wild hair lately, too. That Predator style.
He is Predator. Yeah. Predator, a.k.a. Sokoju.
He's kind of like the anti-pop rapper.
Yeah.
Although he's been making pop beats, like his last album, I think he tried to hit like the pop style. Pop style of producing.
But yes.
He still has solid vocals and solid line rhymes for his stuff, right?
Yes, J. Cole. It's a cold world. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But we're going back to the sitcoms. So we got a draft.
What's your favorite sitcom of all time?
Favorite sitcom?
Yeah, just like fuck the year.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Favorite sitcom of all time?
Yeah, your all time.
Favorite sitcom of all time, I'm not gonna lie, it has to be Seinfeld.
Yes, and I think that's a 90s sitcom.
That's definitely 90s. It started in the late 80s, but it totally defined the 90s. Because it's literally, I could watch the same episode like 3 times in a row and I could still laugh. That's a hallmark of a good show. If you could watch the same episode back to back and still think it's funny, that's a good show. And the Seinfeld has stood the test of time.
That dude's a sneakerhead too. If you look at his shoes, that guy's one of like the first dudes that would wear sneakers with just everyday shit. He wore sneakers with jeans and this and that. That guy's a sneakerhead.
Seinfeld?
Look at fucking Seinfeld. Look at the type of shit he would wear. That guy's a straight up sneakerhead.
I'm trying to imagine him as a sneakerhead.
Man, I swear. Even though they're like simple kind of sneakers, man, he'd rock them pretty hard.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Jerry Seinfeld, sneakerhead.
Shout out. You never fucking listen.
Shout out to Jerry Seinfeld. He'll never listen to us. But he's like, fuck these guys. Talk about me. Talk about my sneakers and shit. So yeah. This is success. You see, this is our formula for success. We're going to shout out all these people.
Until one of them starts listening to it. I hope by show 100, we'll get one of these people that would never listen
to Yes. We're making a list. We're getting them all down. So far, we've got George Lopez. I'll give it up on Michael Jordan because he's going to be like, fuck these guys. And then we got Jerry Seinfeld. George Lopez. You know what? Out of all the guys we named so far, who do you think has the best chance to listen to our show? You know what? I think J. Cole will probably listen to.
Okay, maybe.
I think because he seems like a man of the people.
Yeah.
George Lopez, though, maybe if I gotta give him my one of my kidneys, he'll start listening. But anyways, we're ranking the best sitcoms, and then we're gonna give you some recommendations on what to watch on your weekend.
But the only thing is, I hate ranking sitcoms when people like their own kind of shit. You know?
Okay. I'm just saying, in the 90s, I'm gonna say the four pillars of sitcom. You got Seinfeld. You got Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
You have Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And then you also have
Friends, which started in the 90s. And these four shows, you're telling me, and Home Improvement.
But I gotta name one, even though it's like super controversial. Shout out this show right now, but Cosby Show. I fucking love that show when I was a kid.
Cosby Show. Yeah.
Shout outs to Bill Cosby. He locked up.
hey, we just talked about that Me Too shit every time.
Bill Cosby, like he made a huge impact on how many people's lives.
That's true.
Even though he did all that,
he made an impact on all these other women's lives.
That's a wrong choice of words. Worst choice of words.
Yeah.
I do not condone anything he did. Whatever he did,
was
wrong.
Yeah. No. That was horrible.
He took advantage of people, right?
But that was, you know, it's just like R. Kelly saying about fucking, I believe I can fly, but he believed in other things too, as we know.
Both those guys, even though they did horrible things to a lot of people, took advantage of the power that they had.
Yeah.
The impact on culture.
They produced some real cultural stuff.
Something that you can't forget. Someone like Hitler, even though he did terrible stuff, his impact on society is something you can't deny.
I'm not saying
this stuff that they did
was they're horrible people, we don't condone that, but at the same time we're also trying to say like, hey,
you gotta be aware of
a cultural influence that these people had, and the Cosby Show, that's a big one.
What other shows?
Alf.
You can't forget Family Matters, Urkel.
Urkel. Steve Urkel. Look like CJ McCollum in the NBA. Just saying. CJ McCollum for all the celebrity lookalikes. But Steve Urkel.
Carlo Winslow. That was like the next door neighbor's name.
Classic.
Initials were Cal.
Yeah. Classic sitcoms. And what else? I'm thinking of that dinosaur show. Remember?
It was called Dinosaur.
Yeah, those little weird dinosaurs, that little freaky, cute looking, but disgusting looking dinosaur. Yeah. And then all these shows. What kind of shows? What can you stream right now this weekend, Day? I call them Day because that's an alternative Doomsday. That's what we call them. Okay. That's why.
But we got Fresh Prince, I think, is on Netflix, right?
Fresh Prince is on Netflix. Should we verify this right now on Netflix?
Let's I can look it up.
Let's verify. I'm verifying right now. I'm multitasking. I wish I was verified on Twitter. Blue checks. I ain't getting no checks. I ain't getting paid now, nor am I verified. Fuck that. So
it is on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay, so we verified. We got that official verification from Dooms. He's got that open. So if you haven't watched The Fresh Prince, okay, and you know what? If you're into anime, there's this anime show called High School Girl. Okay,
I never even heard of that.
High School Girl. I'm gonna pull it up right now. It's called High School Girl, and it's about
high school or high school.
High score girl.
About to get on back on this Cosby talk.
High score girl. Okay. And I'm gonna read you the description. High score is called
high score. So
high score.
Kind of like a video game.
Yeah. So with summer vacation coming to an end, Haruo and Akira join their classmates on a trip to the flower park, but the amusement park next door. So each episode, round one.
Wait. So they go to this, garden, flower garden.
Yeah, yeah, no, but each...
But they want to go to the amusement park next door.
Yeah, but they want to play video games. So the first episode is about this boy is humiliated at the local arcade when his classmate, Akira, destroys all her challengers in Street Fighter 2 playing as Zangief.
Oh, shit. Okay?
Final Atomic Bust.
Dude, man, I never choose Zangief in that fight.
Yeah, because you got to circle around. But we're going to get to the video games. And then the... to the next segment, but right now we're talking about sitcoms and shows about the 90s.
Yeah,
but video games.
I would think Fresh Prince is my number one choice.
Yeah. The Carlton and Uncle.
And also, yeah, but you could even see throughout all the seasons how that show evolved too, right?
Yeah.
The characters evolved, they got like a lot of good progress.
Yeah.
Carlton being like an Oreo basically, and
then
Will Smith just kind of showing him how his dad grew up and what his dad was like. And Will Smith kind of being like a shadow of what Uncle Phil used to be. And he kind of sees himself in Will. And there's all that going on.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. And like black empowerment.
Yeah,
and definitely. For us, for Dooms and I, myself, growing up as minorities, we always, that's why hip hop is the music of the minorities. Because like when we were growing up, we were, you know, like,
similar.
Like Vancouver wasn't, you know, a racist place, I would say, growing up. But it was still that kind of like, you felt different. Yeah. You felt like you were not a part of. And now everything's, it's, you know.
Yeah. There's definitely like the growing pains of new like ethnicities and new kind of people coming into a culture that isn't theirs. And their children are kind of bridged between the old ways, I guess, which is the parents' ways, and the new ways, which we're exposed to through like TV, school, and all that.
Yeah. So yeah, for sure,
for you, it's something different. You immigrated here. I was born here.
Yeah. So dudes was born here, and when I was a kid, I spent time in Asia, in different places, and international.
You had a lot of different like experiences.
Very diverse upbringing, and just different areas of the world. You know, lived in, you know, good neighborhoods, lived in interesting neighborhoods, lived with different races, different ethnicities. Yeah, so it was very, very interesting. So Fresh Prince was like, you know, like now would be very timely with Black Panther and Wakanda Forever, right? All of that stuff going on. And again, that's so cool. Like, that just,
movie, yeah.
just to see that, Panther. You know?
Definitely a cultural kind of shift too. Having that popularity with nearly all black cast, right?
Yeah, and just really it appeals to everyone, not just black people, minorities all over the world, right?
Yeah, hopefully it helps like minorities get more exposure. I know they had like that Asian movie that just
Crazy Rich Asian.
Yeah,
don't get me started. See, really? I'm an Asian person.
Yeah,
but Crazy Rich Asian, I always tell people why don't you make a movie called Crazy Poor Asian?
Yeah,
but Crazy Poor.
I see what you mean, right? It's kind of like you're making a movie about like a fraction of the 1%.
About rich Asians. It's like that's why
although it might be like some sort of empowerment there as well, just showing like well off Asians and what kind of influence they have. But then it also kind of shows me like corruption.
Yeah, and the lavish lifestyle. Yeah. And you don't want to see that. So on that note, this segues into what we want to recommend for you to watch is Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
Okay. Fresh Off the Boat is by Constance Wu, who plays, who stars in Crazy Rich Asian.
Yeah,
she's the mom in Fresh Off the Boat, and it's about Eddie Huang, who is a guy who's a restaurateur, and he's a big sneakerhead and a hip hop guy as well.
Yeah.
But the show was really about crazy poor Asians. And
I think they're like middle class.
They had to struggle. That's kind of like our families growing up. Like we weren't like, you know, we're not gonna pretend that like fucking we're from the projects and fucking like living
like
in
my parents. They worked very hard.
But our parents, we all worked really hard for
Shout
us.
Shout out to our parents.
Shout out to our parents. Yeah, who will probably listen? Yeah. Who probably won't? Yeah. Will not listen to this show. They gonna be like, fuck you guys.
I won't play it for like the first 10 minutes. I'll almost start yelling at me.
Yeah,
yeah. Swore or something.
Yeah. No. So who will probably not? Shout out to our parents who will probably not listen to the show, but shout out to them. Okay, so definitely, so a couple shows that you can watch in the coming week while you're chilling at home. A couple shows, Fresh Prince is on Netflix. High School is also on Netflix. High School Girl and
I'll
anime.
Check that out. High School Girl.
That one is on Netflix, and also Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
I believe it is not on Netflix, but you could probably find it on a streaming service like Hulu or Crave or something like that.
We don't have Hulu right here in Canada.
No, I think it's you probably find it on Crave.
Man, they just jacked up the price of Netflix too.
They did. And just before we wrap up this segment, I just want to see, because we are a recommendation show. We want to do something productive for you. So we want to see if Fresh Off the Boat is on Crave TV.
Yeah, I like that show. It definitely shows, again, like the bridge between cultures and like growing up in a society that isn't your kind of home environment either.
Yeah. So I believe it might be Fresh Off the Boat is on Crave, but you can see it like they it's
do,
on.
Do they have any episodes? Is it get canceled or anything?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I stopped watching after.
What it was.
Yeah. Let's do this right now. We're doing this live. I'm not gonna lie. Like we're looking stuff. We're fact checking live because of our busy lives. We just gotta record our episode and do it as is. So let's check Fresh Off the Boat. So Dooms is gonna check that. Meanwhile, to prep you guys for our next segment. Our next segment is.
It might be on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, season one.
Season one.
Yeah.
Season one, Fresh Off the Boat on Netflix. You got to check it out. Okay, you have.
The fifth season at ABC.
All right. So there you go. Go watch these shows this weekend. If you want a hit of the 90s.
Support them even though we don't watch it.
Even though,
I got to start watching that show. And Blackish.
Blackish is another great show. Again, support minorities, support diversification.
If that's what you want to see. If you want to see more diversity, you want to see more of that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff, then definitely
support that. Support that. And if you got a fucking MAGA hat on, go fuck yourself. Okay,
that's all. But I don't know, man. For some people, they like the message behind MAGA hat. I understand people that want to make America great again, but I don't understand when they say they want to make America great again and exclude hardworking people.
He's the voice of reason. He's a voice of reason, and I'm just a guy who's like, every time going on, I'm like, fuck these guys. You know what I mean? So,
fuck Donald Trump.
Yeah, fuck Donald Trump. Go fuck him. He probably not listening to this right now. I wish he was, so he could tweet something about this show. Yeah, so that'll really get our make us infamous. He'll never listen to this. You know what though? If he ends up getting indicted and going in prison and impeached, I'm gonna send my episode. I'm gonna tape it so I can give it to him. Right? Thank goodness we're in Canada. Okay, so
dude, man, even if we're in Canada, man, the Americans will get you. What about the highway?
Oh yeah,
that one. CEO or the CFO or that
The Huawei. Okay, that's some political shit for another day.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, right? But what
that's
we're gonna
nice topic here, especially because considering the high Chinese population we got here.
Yeah, yeah. There's some. If you're interested in that stuff, we might let us know what you think. And we could hit up topics like that because this is our debut. So moving on, we're gonna take a little breather. We're gonna take a little water break, and we will move on from there. Okay, later, guys. All right, Dooms. That sound effect that we just played is a game over sound effect. Yeah. That's a sound effect that you and I have probably heard many, many times in our childhood, okay? Playing video games.
Yeah, I heard
and
that.
We were talking about this. We trying to segue everything into the 90s. So we talk about High School Girl, talking about Street Fighter, and now we're talking about video games. And we're talking about things that you can do to kind of resurrect your childhood. But I have to say, the 90s were the golden age of video games. Video games now are totally different.
Yeah,
way more advanced.
It's definitely more mobile focused. Now.
Way more mobile focused. And for example, you play Red Dead and all these type of games. And GTA and all these new games. And the graphics are so good. But still, I will still say that the best video game console of all time was The Super Nintendo. Super NES.
I was a Genesis, though.
Yeah, but still.
Genesis.
The Super NES and the Genesis yeah. battle. But still, yeah, those two consoles. That was
pretty legendary, yeah.
The golden era of video games.
Yeah.
So, we're talking about high school girl. So, Street Fighter. Yeah. Hands down, one of the greatest.
It was definitely a better game on the Super Nintendo.
One of the greatest video games. The
controller only had like three buttons.
Yeah, on the Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you going to do like the heavy kick? Like, how are you going to do it? Yeah.
I had Street Fighter 2 Turbo. How do you do it? I think you have to like press two buttons at once or something like that. And
press two buttons to do like a heavy punch?
Yeah, like a roundhouse kick and something like that. The high kicks, right?
Yeah, the high kicks. So, shout out to Capcom.
They have a studio here. Unless I think they might have shut it down.
They might have.
My cousin's husband used to work for Capcom.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
they made one of the Dead Rising games.
Dead Rising. Yeah. I never played those games. You could play it on the phone.
That was a dope game though, Dead Rising. A zombie. It's like the zombie game you always wanted.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They can make items and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
So let's talk about Street Fighter. Who was your go-to guy in Street Fighter?
It has to be Ryu. He's like the most kind of balanced character.
Ryu, the role warrior.
Yeah.
Always just put a backpack. He put a heavy bag on his back and just travels and fights everybody. Right?
That was
just
dope.
Fights everybody. Like that, And Dooms and I, for those of you guys who don't know, we grew up in the era of like, this is why the 90s were also great. It's an era of Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
It's an era of Dragon Ball. So Ryu, the character of Ryu really reminds us, if you know about Dragon Ball, the character of Ryu really reminds you of a certain Son Goku.
Yeah, he does kind of.
Yeah. Because all they want to do was fight the strongest guy.
Yeah, that's they're challenging themselves. Yeah, that's what they always wanted to do.
Yeah, all they're doing is trying to fight the strongest guy. And that is such a simple way to live life. Imagine you just wake up every day. All you just want to do is you want to fight the next guy to fight. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, but
that's what excites Goku. Like, he takes it to the extreme, though.
He does. He does taste it, like, you know, putting your ass on the line, fighting the best guys. But
he would definitely, like, egg a dude on just to, like, get the best out of him. I think Vegeta was kind of like that, too. He let, Majin Buu absorb people?
Yeah, but Vegeta's a bit of a pussy.
Yeah.
Because he gets scared.
I don't know if he's a pussy, but
he gets scared. He gets scared. When someone's power level is way stronger than him, he gets scared. He
kind of gives up, but Goku never does that.
Yeah, that's true. Goku never does that. So you gotta go with Ryu. Okay, what are some real obscure things you remember about Street Fighter?
Street Fighter, why did they motherfucking have the blood type of each fighter in the bios? Like, gives a fuck?
That's pretty messed up.
But I don't know if that's like a Japanese thing. I don't know, is it?
I don't know. I don't know my own blood type, just saying. Yeah. I don't know. Like, we're not talking. It's an Asian thing.
You won't know.
It's an Asian thing.
Really?
Yeah. It was an Asian thing. I talk to people from Asia. They're like, you don't know your own blood type.
What, you need a fucking blood transfusion?
No, I'm just saying. It's probably a good thing to know. It's probably a good thing
But the thing is, like I work hospital. When you need blood, they just take your blood and then see what kind of...
They can find out right away.
Right away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I guess we don't need to know that.
No.
Okay. Shout out to the Asians who know their blood types.
People who probably would never listen to
No, they'll listen to this show. I'll tell you, I'll find some right now. But I remember Street Fighter. I remember all the there's three different types of moves you could do. You could do like the twirly thing for like a Hadouken.
Yeah.
And then you could hold back. Hadouken, but those ones where you twirl the joystick. And then there were ones where you hold back and then you go forward, like back front.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Sonic Boom. The Sonic Boom from Guile, who has the best hair.
Blanka's, like, headbutt thing.
Yeah, Blanka's, he rolls across the screen.
It's a roll screen, and then
he rolls across the screen. And then E-Honda's headbutt.
Yeah.
And then, and also the button mashers, where Blanka would have electricity, and then Honda would have the fucking thousand Buddha on, and then Chun-Li got them legs.
And shout outs to the only combo I ever learned in a fighting game, which is like the jump kick, and then you go down into the legs.
Yeah. Straight, the dirtiest move. The dirtiest fucking move, right? It's like, Mortal Kombat?
When you corner a dude, you like just jump into him and then go low and then keep hitting a medium kick, and you just kept doing the rapid kicks to the guy.
Yeah, and then you still take damage when you're blocking.
Yeah.
So that's
cheap. It's like tiny bit of damage though.
tiny bit though, yeah. But that's a straight dirty move. The high kick and low kick, right? The jump kick and the low kick. That's a straight dirty move. Is speaking of street fighting,
that's how you would like take on someone who didn't know how to play the game.
Yes.
They're just like fucking like, just press whatever they could, but if you just jump, do high kick, then go down to the low sweep.
No, you can't. Yeah. You aim high and then you go low. Yeah. Just basics of everything. Like in boxing, you gotta hit them in the head and shot to the body. Shout out to Emmanuel Stewart. No, but you know, you gotta bless him, bless his soul. We can't. We're just shouting out to
a lot of champions.
Yeah, paying homage to him right now. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, we know somewhat of the fight game, I guess.
Yeah, we know. Like they, fans, you know, Doomsday
fans of boxing, fans of MMA.
Yeah. Dooms and I, we used to train together. We still train together. We train MMA together. And
we're doing it a little bit old school though, out of the garage.
Yeah, we're doing it out of the garage, and it's okay. It's okay. We're busy people, so it's not like, you know. And gyms are expensive now.
They are.
You gotta pay. Like
it's, and they're needlessly expensive.
That's true.
Something like a boxing gym is like $150 a month.
And yeah.
If it's like an old school way of training, you're not seeing the trainer. He'll probably come and adjust what you do, but
yeah.
You won't see him for a bit, and then he expects you to be practicing what he taught you.
Yeah, really, with a lot of them. So really, like with our kind of martial arts background, with a lot of stuff that we've already learned, we can get a similar type of workout just doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
So
and you're really good at holding the pads.
I tried. I was in Thailand for a while, but that's a story for another day. Okay? No tranny stories. Just saying. But serious training. But
and you got your clients and stuff.
Yeah, I have, just doing
shout
some
out
personal
to, what
training.
What is it, Southside?
Shout out to Southside Gym. Yeah. Shout out to Southside Gym. This is something, we have our own Southside Gym going in our neighborhood, like our own home gym. So that's good. So speaking of MMA in the 90s, like Dooms and I, we started watching, you know, we were exposed to martial arts at a very early age to a lot of influences. I'm just laughing right now because
got Joe-san.
I want to say shout out to Joe-san, but fuck that guy. Fuck Joe-san, right?
Yeah.
But for those of you guys who don't know who Joe-san is, Wikipedia describes him as yeah, so Dooms, can you read out the description of this motherfucker right here?
All
right,
so he's South Korean-born American convicted felon and former MMA artist. And actor. He's currently serving life in prison in California for torture.
So, Joe...
felony vandalism, torture, and voluntary manslaughter.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
That is pretty fucked up. And Joe-san, his full name here is Joseph Hyun-min's son, and this guy was messed up. He 5'4". He 5'4" of deadliness. If there's a real life odd job, it'd be this guy.
I think he was odd job in one of the Austin Power movies.
Was he?
He was, I swear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Acting here. So 1997, Austin Powers. He was in it.
Don't worry, I'm Asian.
Called
so
random task.
Oh man, random task. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm Asian. So I'm clear from making fun of short Asian dudes. But yeah, I'm taller than Joe-san, just saying. but
remember, did you watch any of the UFCs?
Yeah. We watched. He was
in Kimo.
Yeah, he was. Kimo was ridiculous. With he was the first person, the OG of the tribal tats.
And straight up walked in with the Jesus Christ cross.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Joe-san.
Yeah, it wasn't Joe-san. It was Kimo that walked in with it.
Oh, but that was the same fight.
They were both together.
Yeah,
they're rolling in together.
Yeah.
And then I think they pulled up in a huge box with that in a huge box.
Yeah.
And then the promoters, whatever, they asked him what it was about. They just said it's a workout equipment in the box.
And then it was a cross?
It was a fucking cross.
Oh man. So yeah. So no offense to the cross bearing people.
Yeah. But
that's
it's just
thing.
Like extreme.
But,
it's not
yeah,
something.
But they're extremist dudes.
Yeah, they were.
They're extremist dudes. So Joe-san, this guy, he was immortalized in UFC history for being a dick puncher.
was he? I don't know if
he. He wasn't the one getting his dick. So Joel's son, I can't remember which fight that was. So if you're listening to this right now, we're googling that fight right now. We're going on YouTube.
Joel's son. Keith Hackney.
Yeah.
He motherfucking cheater, Keith Hackney.
He punching him straight up.
But you know what? This is the essence of the UFC.
Yeah.
It's whatever you can do. Yeah. No holds barred.
And this is, you guys gotta understand, this was before a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was a thing. I mean, UFC 1. This was when
it existed, but it was like not very well known.
So yeah, these guys was like, this was the UFC was like a sideshow, was like a freak show back then, and these like the weirdest guys in MMA history fought at that time.
It's what you wanted to see though. You want to see, is a boxer the fucking toughest guy?
Yeah.
Or is it karate?
Yeah, back
Taekwondo?
Then.
They had a sumo guy in there.
Yeah,
they got his teeth knocked out.
Yeah, Tank Abbott was one of the OGs of that time as well. Who else was it? Oh, what's going on? What are you looking at?
I'm looking at some gymnastics.
Oh. Good or bad?
It's good.
Anyways, we're getting distracted from MMA, but this is what happens when you go on YouTube.
YouTube boy.
Yeah. Joe's son, him. What are some early names of
Kimo, Ken Shamrock, Dan Severin? I don't know if Dan Severin was like right in the beginning.
Yeah, but a couple of those guys, like there was Dan Severin and another guy. What was the other guy with the mustache? There's another guy looked like.
Oh yeah,
Dan Severin looked like a '70s porn actor.
Yeah, but the other guy, Don Fry.
Yeah, Don Fry. Man. Okay. You guys gotta, for those you guys, this is what you gotta watch on the weekend. Look up that Don Fry fight. He fought that Japanese dude.
Yeah,
Fry.
He was a slug.
Yeah, it was literally it's comical. It looks so funny because they were just punching, like they were killing each other.
Yoshihiro Takayama
and Don Fry, and I'm telling you right now, if you are a fan,
see the test of will,
yeah,
the test of toughness,
and the test of and just two wacky big men go at it, like Don Fry is a big dude. I'm looking at his lats right now in this video. I gotta say, you know,
these guys were on crank. As much as awesome as Pride was, they were all on crank.
They were
all on something.
Okay, and this Yoshihiro Takayama guy, and just hold on, when we get to all the crazy stuff, we're just gonna turn up the audio for you, just so you get a taste of how crazy the announcers are absolutely going ape.
Yeah, Japanese crowds are usually quiet.
Yeah, but they were going ape. And
Look at that stare down. Okay, here it goes. Shit, this is legendary. Oh my god.
They're hitting each other at the same time.
Beat the fuck out of each other, man. This guy, his eyes are shut.
His eyes look like a baseball man.
They're on pure adrenaline, man. Oh, okay. That's huge.
Oh man.
Wait, I forgot. Knees to the head while they're grounded. Kicks to the head while they're grounded.
Oh, Lord.
He just spit out his... mouthpiece. No fucks given. Fuck dental work.
So craziest fight in MMA. Yeah. One of the craziest ones. Don Fry versus Yoshihiro Takayama from the Pride days. Early Pride days. So if you ever have an opportunity, check that out. It's on YouTube. You can find it anywhere. And if you're a fan of that old school stuff, all of this UFC stuff, very, very much inspired by all the Kumite stuff that people used to do, like the kind of stuff.
Do you think all that shit was real?
The Kumite stuff?
The Kumite shit, yeah.
The Kumite stuff. So remember that movie, what's it called?
Bloodsport?
Yeah. Where it's supposed to be about Frank Dukes, and he was supposed to be like one of the first Westerners to win. Yeah. And then The Quest, which is also a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
But it was also based on him.
It was based on the whole Kumite stuff that he got an invite. Yeah. And Bloodsport.
But it's all bullshit.
He's a liar. Yeah, so he was exposed as a con artist.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna lie. I think these things happen, but I don't think it was as secret as people thought. You know, I think at that time, like Asia is the, you know, as many, like, you know.
But even now, we hold underground fights even here, like in Vancouver.
Yeah, I mean, there's underground fights everywhere, and you know what? It's something that's like fighting and banging.
Like, if you want to say banging the same thing, like scrap it, like bang it, like, yeah. if you're banging,
like toe, yeah.
Yeah, like it, but like banging and banging, like prostitution, the world's oldest profession, you know what I mean? And fighting, people always want to fight.
Kimbo Slice, man, that guy's the legendary underground fighter.
He is. Oh yeah, yeah. My mind was still on the other stuff, prostitution, and then we started talking about Kimbo Slice. I was like,
I wanted to get us back on track.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. But you know, just like we shout out Emmanuel Stewart, we're gonna take this opportunity now that you bring up Kimbo Slice. We want to shout out to Kimbo Slice.
You know, because, whatever he was, even though people thought he was a freak show, man, I gotta give it to that guy.
You gotta give it to him, Kimbo Slice. He was, and he was legitimately, like, by all accounts, he seemed like a pretty decent guy.
He was a very nice guy, a very good family man.
Yeah.
He probably did. He did some dumb shit, like pull out a gun at Top Team, America Top Team.
Yeah. But Anderson Silva almost killed his own coach. So.
Yeah, he almost pulled a gun on him too.
Yeah, on Rafael Cordero.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the OG coaches. I think he was just talking shit about him. Yeah. Yeah, he had a bad practice. And Anderson Silva, the story is, Anderson Silva, he could have killed Rafael Cordero. For those of you guys who don't know Anderson Silva, he is a legendary MMA fighter in the UFC. But
Pretty much the GOAT.
Yeah,
top three.
And we'll get to the GOAT. Shout out to the GOAT, George St. Pierre, who retired. Yeah. Shout out to the GOAT, Kai. You can't see me right now, but I'm saluting. Shout out to the GOAT, George St. Pierre, Rush, whatever you want to call him.
I put John Jones as one of the GOATs too.
Yeah, I mean physically, accomplishment wise, but for me to take it everything in, I would say shout out to GSP, the GOAT.
Yeah, GSP.
John Jones is up there, I think, in terms of physical ability.
He dominated a lot of people, even. Matt Hughes, he just destroyed. Yep. Matt Hughes probably like the best welterweight at the time.
Yeah, and he's one of the best welterweights of all time.
Yeah.
And Matt Hughes was built like a tank.
Yeah.
Like that guy was a real tank. Yeah. Like if you ever like,
definitely gifted stand up for what he was a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those guys were monsters.
Yeah. Well, who was his trainer again?
Pat Miletich.
Yeah, Miletich.
Yeah, yeah. Pat Miletich. Yeah. Miletich's fighting system. So they had Tim Sylvia. Tim Sylvia. Again, if you don't, Tim Sylvia, he had his arm broken by Frank
Mir. I saw. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, like, wanted to fight. Like,
we watched that.
Even though people like fuck with him a lot.
Yeah, he's
still
a scrapper.
Still a good guy though.
He's basically
bit of a douchebag. Like he used to wear his belt when he was banging chicks. But
that's an interesting thing. Yeah. I did not know that. Yeah. But Tim Sylvia, all about he's basically if you think about a human having a kid with a badger, that's what he looked like.
I kind of wish UFC did him that go. I think that's what caused his career to go downhill.
Yeah, I feel bad for the guy. Yeah, but
he lost fights, whatever. But
he was always a game guy.
Yeah.
Like all those guys from that camp, all those guys from the Miletich camp. I mean, you had him. You had Pat Miletich was an OG. He's a killer. Matt Hughes, Jeremy Horn.
Yeah, Jeremy
was Horn from that really camp.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
And all those guys were crazy. Like they used to call this guy Jeremy Horn. He would like fight like once a week. Like they call him the milkman.
No way.
Yeah, he would just randomly like go to all these so called underground fights. We're talking.
What's the other guy's name? He fought. I forget his name. He fought Belfort in The Affliction. The bald guy. Was he a part of Miletich?
Robbie Lawler?
No, not Robbie.
No, not Robbie Lawler. Who are you talking about?
Is that...
Well, let's Google this guy right now. He fought Vitor Belfort.
Yeah, in The Affliction.
In The Affliction series?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got the kid knocked the fuck out. Not Terry Martin. Matt Lindland.
Oh, Matt Lindland. Yeah, he was part of those guys too.
I think so.
He was... and that was back then. Remember when they had the IFL.
Yeah,
they had the IFL. So fact checking.
Fighter too.
We're fact checking. Yeah, Lindland was part of the Miletich fighting family. Yeah. So all these guys, they fight out of Iowa, and then they're wrestlers in Iowa.
Yeah.
So
he fought Pat Miletich.
Okay. So confusion, correction. Matt Lindland was not part of a Miletich fighting system.
Yeah,
but he came up all around that time. That's why I said Lawler. That's why I thought about Lawler. Like all
he was
these
a
guys.
Part of Miletich, I think.
Was he?
He was with.
And then he ended up going to ATT.
Matt Hughes wasn't really involved in his career.
Yeah, you're right. And around that era, there was another crazy
dude,
guy.
Dude, if you
Evan
think about
had.
It, fucking Lawler, he's been around since near the beginning.
Yeah, Robbie Lawler. They call him the Mauler.
How old is he now?
I don't know. He's fighting. He's fighting Ben Askren, who is Ben Askren's they call him Funky. Yeah. Right. He's got a weird head. Like he looked like Screech, but he a wrestler. Yeah. And then he came from 1FC. For those of you guys who don't know, ONE Championship is an Asian MMA promotion, and really they do things right. I just retweeted Chatri Sidyatong, so and Dooms and I just retweeted him. So please, Chatri Sidyatong, if you're listening to this, please give us a shout. Shout out to Chatri Sidyatong, okay? And he's definitely like, fuck Dana White, okay? Chatri Sidyatong, all the way, okay? One of the greatest entrepreneurs. Do yourselves a favor. If you're not a fight fan, go look up this guy, Chatri Sidyatong. This is how you... He was broke, Chatri Sidyatong. He's a half Thai, half Japanese, Japanese raised in Thailand, and he trained Muay Thai as a kid, and his father abandoned his family when they had family issues. So he was essentially pretty much homeless, and he went to the States, and
So wait, where did he start his training?
He started training in Thailand, in the famous Sidyatong gym, and then when he actually put himself through school, he went through Harvard. And he he went through Harvard and self-made, self-educated, and then now he is the CEO and owner of the greatest sports entertainment company in Asia, and one of the best MMA gyms in the world. And this is a guy who absolutely came from nothing, and he went to Harvard.
Damn.
So for those of you guys who, if you're listening to this episode right now or this segment, and you're like, "Hey, MMA is not really my thing," but Chatri Sidyatong, like, I don't care who you are or what that kind of things you like, everybody can take inspiration from Chatri, and I'm probably butchering his name right now in Thai, but but you know what, Sidyatong, if you know anything about MMA, is one of the most famous Muay Thai gyms in the world.
So I don't know, people, when they hate, if you like any type of fighting, MMA has what you want in it.
Yeah.
If you're a boxer, they have boxing, although it's not as complete boxing.
Yeah.
They have boxing. You like wrestling? It's got that in there. You like Muay Thai, it's got that in there.
It's got everything. And
so when you say you hate MMA, you're hating on your own sport. It pays respect to all.
That's right. It's a combination of all these different sports. And you know what? MMA is becoming more and more mainstream.
Yeah.
And then we need to promote it as something less like...
But I gotta say, boxing is kind of having its surge right now.
There's some big names.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua.
Anthony. He's definitely brought... boxing back after me
and Deontay.
Deontay
Wilder, and then you and Dooms and I, we watched the most recent Deontay Wilder Tyson Fury fight.
They're in for a rematch most likely.
And that was just one of the most exciting things that happened in a long time in boxing, when Tyson Fury got KO'd and then he just popped right back up.
Undertaker.
Everybody thought he was dead. So it was just and Tyson Fury.
He's a good dude.
He's a good dude, because what did he do?
I think he donated all the money he made from the fight.
Yeah, he donated all his money after his fight, talking like millions of tens of millions of dollars, right? So what a nice guy. They call him the Gypsy King. Shout out to the real Gypsy King. He's 32, but dude looks like he's 45.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. I guess that's what happens when you live like a Gypsy King, because you know you're rolling with it, right?
Yeah. He's staying fit though this time around.
Yeah, he doesn't look that fit though.
Yeah.
But
I see what you mean.
For a 32-year-old man.
He's not Mike Tyson.
For a 32-year-old boxer, he doesn't look that fit.
Yeah.
He doesn't, but he is actually legit pretty fit.
He's definitely like super. Bouncing on the toes in and out very quick.
Yeah,
he's a very agile boxer for his size.
Yeah, but looks, you know what? Looks don't mean shit in the fight game. That's because true, like you know Deontay Wilder looks like a specimen.
Fedor, he was pretty jacked in his earlier days, but then closer to the tail end, he was soft.
Yeah, but you look at a guy like Mark Hunt, who's like, you know, he's a pudgy dude.
Yeah,
but he's just gonna knock you out. Yeah, it doesn't matter, and he's very athletic for a pudgy dude. I'm not gonna lie, because he can move. He's probably quicker than some of those super lean guys.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing with his career these days.
I don't know, but he's throwing out a lot of lawsuits. He's throwing more lawsuits than punches, but I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because he's always been
it did seem pretty shady they got Lesnar in there.
Yeah. And he's always been very outspoken. He does whatever the fuck he wants. But his story is kind of messed up too.
He did have a rough childhood.
So shout out to Mark Hunt. Shout out to Mark Hunt.
A crazy heavyweight run in the UFC.
Crazy. Yeah, and he was like during, he fought in K1, he fought in Pride, and then he had a great record. He had a hiatus and he had a bit of a comeback.
One of my favorite fighters, that guy, man.
Yeah, definitely. And just seems like an all-around guy, all-around good guy.
I do like seeing his rants on like Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, but he seems like a super chill guy. Yeah. And you know what the crazy thing is? I missed him by like a week when I was in Thailand.
Oh, no way.
Because he went and trained. But when I went to Tiger Muay Thai in Phuket, he was there. But just 2 weeks later. And Cody Garbrandt actually went and trained there too.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys go out there. George St. Pierre. Yeah. I feel like we got to do like an MMA only series.
Yeah.
And we got to break down the fight.
There's so much you can talk.
Yeah, because you know, Dooms and I, we connect a lot on MMA and over the years, and we watch so many MMA fights and boxing.
What fight was that where Hardy showed up late?
Oh yeah. So one of my shout out to Hardy. Okay, and
La La Land, right?
Yeah, so shout out to our buddy Hardy, who is if he doesn't listen to this, we're probably gonna make him listen to us. We're gonna make him listen to this, so he's gonna hear this right now. He's gonna have that little smirk on his face like he always does. He's gonna be listening to this having a smirk on his face. I'm gonna tell him the exact time we shout out his name so he can fucking gonna forward it, because he's like, fuck, nobody got time for that shit.
I know, we're probably at like fucking 45 minutes to 50 minutes.
Honestly. Yeah. He's gonna skip it, but Hardy was at a wedding in our neighborhood.
Family wedding
at the neighborhood banquet hall, and he was chilling, and we were like, yo, you gotta watch it. It was Manny Pacquiao and Ricky Hatton.
Yeah,
and then we were like, oh my god, you know, anytime we have Manny Pacquiao fights, we just, you know, we watch a lot of fights together growing up. And then and I remember when Hardy messaged me, he was like, oh, yo, tell me when it's the last fight, when there's a final
and
card.
I'm coming over.
Yeah, he said, I'm coming over. And then
the reception hall that he was at, it's probably like 5 minutes
away. Yeah, it was literally 5 minutes away. But the fight ended like in like the first few minutes. It was like, you know, like it was, I told him to come right when they were introducing the fighter. And literally right when he got to our house, that's the context there. Yeah, and then Ricky Hatton looked like that was one of the worst knockouts.
Yeah,
like because he crumpled.
Yeah,
he had the jiggly legs, and he was done. He folded like he folded like a fucking deck of cards. Yeah. Right there. He folded.
Dude, that build up. I wish that Mayweather fought him like right after that fight.
I wish that was them in their prime.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And
but that's what Mayweather's good at. He's good at picking his battles, and
but they might fight again.
I don't fucking think that's.
But Pacquiao's on a resurgence.
Who did he just fight?
He beat Adrian Broner.
Yeah. But Adrian Broner's on his way down too, right? He's not that great of a competitor anymore.
That's true.
I don't know. I forgot who he fought. He lost to. And after that first loss, he was never the same again.
Yeah. So, I mean,
Adrian Broner, definitely a talented guy, but just cocky. He doesn't have like the mental strength.
No, he doesn't have the mental fortitude.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you know, if you know what, I'm not gonna lie though, if they do Floyd Pacquiao too, I'm still gonna watch it.
I would watch it too.
Yeah. I mean, who are we kidding?
Fuck.
Yeah, like what, like
he fought McGregor.
Yeah, which is
and a we joke. Fucking watched that.
Yeah, I never watched it.
Oh, if I watched.
I didn't. But I boycotted. I boycotted everything to do with.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, speaking of boycott, this is off topic, but Dooms, you recently shared a song with me. By a popular artist, Tia, and his critique of Floyd Mayweather.
Mayweather shopping at Gucci after the sweater thing that
they the blackface sweater.
Yeah.
So he called him. I can't say.
I don't know, like Uncle Tom. I don't know.
Yeah, he called him Uncle Tom, but he used select words.
Yeah.
He used the F word and used the N word. Okay, which we will not say. We could say the first part, but the second part, I feel like we're not entitled to say that. So I'm not gonna drop that over the air. But
we need someone to co-sign on us.
We need to get like one, you know, we need to shout out to Peter Bond.
Come on, what? That's the most random shout out right now.
No. But Peter was one of our high school friends, and
Well, he wasn't really my friend. I never really talked to him.
He was a weirdo. But oh.
Maybe he's a different guy now. I don't know.
No, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, he's Now Twitter beef's gonna start right now. Okay. Oh man, but it's gonna be that was a random. Now it's all awkward now. But it's okay. I don't know if we're gonna
make this a good segue.
We'll segue into our next segment.
And we'll save the MMA stuff and boxing stuff, I think, for another show.
Yeah. We'll save that for another show. So right now, what can we recommend? Yeah. We want to recommend, and after that, we will wrap this episode.
If we have any fucking listeners right now, if you guys. I don't know if you guys like hearing certain stuff, you guys can let us know. I think we want to stick to what we want to talk about.
Yeah, but we also want to, like, what do you like, so we can follow up on it if we like it.
Interact with
someone. Yeah, and then if we like it, then we like it. And because, you know, after all, you know, Dooms and I are doing this because we enjoy it. We love shooting the shit with each other, right? We're not going to do something that is not us, right? So if you're going to bring us something and we're going to be like, hey, you know what? We respectfully decline, and that's that. You know what I mean? But for the most part, if you're listening to the show, either we're forcing you to listen to it, which is probably the most likely what's happening. But you're actually enjoying what we're talking about.
Shout out to our families.
Yeah, shout out to our
up with our shit all the time.
Yeah, shout out to our families and shout out to our friends growing up in the neighborhood. Yeah. And all the people who are forced to endure our shit over the years. So thank you, mine especially, because I'm a head case. But shout out to all these people. Anyways, we have so recommendations. So if you had like somebody who doesn't know anything about fighting, but they feel like, yo, I want to get into the UFC, what kind of fight should I YouTube, or what kind of fighter should I watch?
I think probably one of the best ones, Anderson Silva versus Forrest Griffin.
Yeah, okay.
Forrest Griffin versus, what was that?
Stephon Bonner. Yeah, Bonner. American Psycho. Yep. He was recently arrested for drinking and driving, unfortunately.
That guy has a huge alcohol problem.
Yeah, it just came up.
Even during the taping of the first season of Ultimate Fighter, he hopped the fence. He pretended he was taking a shower.
Yep.
Hopped the fence of the compound there when he went and just slammed a bottle of vodka and ran back.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a story, Stephon Bonner.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, it was easy for him to pretend to take a shower because Diego Sanchez was in there for like 5 hours. Remember that? He was in there.
I remember you in the motherfucking shower.
Oh, yeah. So me, I take a long time in the bathroom, and whether it's dropping a battleship or whether it's taking a shower, I spend a long time, and people get.
This guy's fucking cleaning certain parts of his body a little bit longer than
me. Yeah. You gotta keep it clean, you know what I mean? You gotta keep it clean. Make sure it's not, you know, whatever. But yeah, that's good recommendations. Stephon Bonner, Forrest Griffin.
Yeah.
I would say Cub Swanson versus Dong Hyung, the Korean Superboy. Okay? Yeah,
okay.
That's his name. If you look up Korean Superboy, it's like, it's Dong-hyun. Do-hoo Choi. That's his name.
Do-hoo Choi.
Dong-hyun Kim is Stun Gun.
Yeah,
Stun Gun. And there's two Dong-hyun Kims.
Oh, shit.
There's Stun Gun Dong-hyun Kim, and there's another guy. Korean Zombie is Chang-soo Jung.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just all these Koreans. I'm butchering Korean. But there's a restaurant in Richmond called Da Jang Kung. it's called Da Jang Kung. So that's a local restaurant.
There,
yeah. They probably put some secret sauce in there. I don't know if we're gonna cut it out. Shout out to people who put secret sauce in the food. Shout out to all our friends in the food industry who put secret sauce in there. You know what I mean when you're talking about when you got
there. There's a fucking rat in the.
Oh, yeah. Before we go, it's a totally random rat.
Yeah, I forgot what that
Vancouver, was. Local Vancouver
was oyster? No,
oyster. No, something like that. Some sort of oyster place. But
it wasn't an oyster place. It was like a soup place. And there was like a soup bowl.
Yeah, a soup bowl.
And there was a dead rat.
And the pictures have made their rounds on the internet.
Yeah.
Gotta say, you know, we love shout outs. So shout out to clean restaurants. Shout out to restaurants that actually do their job and are actually like clean and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That place was shut down. They're shut down.
Yeah. Well, you know, they should be. Rightfully so.
But who knows if that was like planted there or
what? Yeah. That's what they're saying. The great conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And we gotta have an episode where we talk about conspiracy theories because you guys, you know.
Do you believe in Sasquatch?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
See, that's something for another day.
But now, do you believe in the moon landing?
I believe that. Okay. I believe that. This ain't no Steph Curry shit right here.
You ever watched the Mos Def when he was on Politically Correct?
No.
But yeah.
But shout out to
Mos Def. Yeah, just watch that. We'll pull that up when we get to the
conspiracy. Yeah, we're going to have a conspiracy episode, theory episode. And so we will do that. But
let's just fucking go to this next segment.
Hold on. We need to give them recommendations. We need to give them recommendations. Recommendations of fights. Good fighters to follow on Twitter or like on social media.
Oh, okay. Stephen Bonner, he used to post some funny stuff, but this was like way back.
Oh, Robin Black.
Robin Black.
Robin Black posts 1 minute breakdowns. Yeah. Analyst, he posts like 1 minute breakdowns of like just random things.
Okay.
Random street fights.
Do you think it's just him or does he have like a team of people?
It's just him, but he probably got some editing guy. Yeah. But Robin Black, local Canadian guy.
Yeah.
Support Canadian.
He also had a couple of fights himself.
Yeah. Interesting guy. So he's a good guy. Great guy. Very enthusiastic. You can message him on Twitter. He'll message you back.
Yeah.
Another fellow Canadian, we got to shout him out because he is one of the greatest MMA podcasters on the planet, Ariel Helwani. From repping Canada. So yeah. Canada actually has a very rich
he's
MMA
like, is history. He on his own podcast now? I know he's with ESPN. Does he have like his own? I know he's on MMA
Hour. No, he doesn't have it's called the MMA Hour, but I think he does it with Chael.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He does it with Chael Sonnen.
I think that's a good kind of match.
Yeah, because he's like a chill guy, and Chael's a shit talker. American gangster, right? So, hold up. All right, Dooms. I think it's about time that
we've been running into a lot of technical difficulties.
Yeah, this is actually the third time we're recording this. We actually recorded this segment.
Full steam ahead, though, still.
Yeah, full steam ahead. Yeah. And we got to capture the magic while it's here because, when you're doing something for the third time, you're going to get pretty tired of it.
Yeah, we fucking had some good shit, though.
We had some good material, and we were improv-ing on the fly, all that shit, but it's... So we trying to stay pumped. We trying to stay hyped for this last segment. And to wrap up this show, we have a would you rather. Okay? It's kind of funny.
We'll just have like these little segments that we use before we shut the show down.
Yeah, before we shut the show down. So we're going to have...
Let's actually try to keep it like five to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We went like another half an hour last night.
Yeah, we went way overboard. So right now, this is... This is good though. This is good because we're so fucking tired of doing this over and over again. Like we spent the last hour and a half
It's fucking 7 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
We started at five.
Yeah. So this is like we're doing multiple takes here, and we literally were trying to record the last half hour.
Yeah.
So it was like literally like we took five times as long. Not because we don't enjoy it. We actually enjoyed it. That's why we kept doing it. But we kept losing all our progress. You know. So that's what's shitty. So right now you might hear little breaks in here in between. Our editing skills aren't that great.
It's a simple program.
Yeah, it's a simple program that we're using right now. So you might hear little breaks in between, but we're trying to keep each segment kind of slow. Forgive us for the first episode and its technical difficulties. But all right. So first we're playing Would You Rather. Okay. The rules are you gotta pick one. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're doing is Would You Rather. So Would You Rather. Like do something, one thing over another.
Yeah.
Would you rather
pick something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're just.
Would you rather be with one person over another?
Yeah. You're picking one. Yeah. Okay. So our first would you rather question. Okay. Would you rather? Okay. We're not gonna go with that. We're not going with the first principle because that's straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we had one before.
Yeah.
It was a would you rather. We'll just pop this one as an example.
Okay. So the example is would you rather be. You're a transplant. Would you rather be put into Will Smith's The Banks family in Bel Air, or would you rather be put into Fresh Off the Boat, Eddie Huang's family?
So it's just like, what family would you rather live with?
And then we provide our reasons, right? Yeah. So this is the first one. Would you rather be on Saved by the Bell? Would you rather be part of Bayview High School would you rather be part of Bayview High, or would you rather be a part of living, going and having coffee at the Central Perk, hanging out in Friends? Would you rather be on Friends?
That is a pretty good one.
Would you rather?
They had it good, the Friends people.
Like, yeah, they had it. They had it good, and they had their apartments and shit.
Nice New York living.
Nice New York lifestyle. So, would you rather be with hanging out with Joey Tribbiani and Chandler Bing, or would you rather be?
Wait. So, okay. Whoa. I have to ask you some questions about that.
Yeah.
Are you living with Chandler and Joey Tribbiani? Are you living with Ross, or are you living with the Bills?
You're on your own. Like, you got your own apartment, but you're like all in the same spot.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like down the floor.
Yeah, you're like down the floor. Like, you could pop up anytime. Like, you know, anytime. Okay. Rachel's like, I need some help making some muffins. She'll be like, hey man, the oven's hot. It's preheated. I'm coming up. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
See, we didn't have this.
Yeah,
see,
you threw in a curveball.
I threw in a curveball because I talked about...
You faked me out there. I was ready to put my pre-thought answer down.
I said, did I say Rachel?
You did say Rachel.
Yeah, I thought I meant Monica.
So you like Monica more than Rachel?
Oh, Monica, yeah. 3,000 Miles of Graceland.
She was in that movie.
She was humping Kurt Russell.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Courtney Cox. Courtney.
Why do you like her more than Rachel?
I gotta say, Courtney Cox is one of the hottest actresses in Hollywood.
She fucked her face up now, you know that?
Yeah, Cougar Town?
Yeah.
But she alright.
She fucking overdid all that shit. She was very beautiful before, I feel.
Yeah. Shout out to natural girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No girl is natural, you know that?
Yeah. But
girls wear makeup.
That's true.
That fucking changes their... I hate contouring.
That's, it's
that's
a game
work
changer.
Of the devil.
It's a game changer.
It's definitely a game changer. It fucking changes their whole face. What the fuck? What is the you go to sleep with someone, they wake up a completely different person? What the fuck are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Their face falls off on your
Just full on disclaimer while you guys are listening to this. Dooms and I, we are in very, very committed relationships. Yeah. We're very good partners. So we're not just spewing random shit.
Yeah.
We ain't talking shit. We're very fortunate.
I'm not saying our girls are contouring the face.
Yeah. It ain't about no contouring. It ain't about no fake shit. Okay. Ain't no rhinoplasty action going on.
You want them Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
She's natural.
All natural. Didn't wear any makeup when she was at the Grammys.
Yeah, Grammys, yeah.
Shout out to Alicia Keys.
You know what? I think she did wear a little bit.
Yeah.
She kind of have to.
But it's like a strong. Basic, like...
Basic cover.
She probably got sunscreen or some shit. Okay. Which one would you pick? Because I'm going to stop this segment. Because I'm afraid this shit's going to fuck up.
Okay. I didn't choose yet.
Friends?
Fuck.
Or fucking...
You know what? I just grew up watching
Saved by the Bell.
You know what? Just having that kind of relationship with those friends that they're so close.
Yeah.
And they always do dumb shit. And it just seems like it'll be more fun. And you're in a more carefree time when you're in high school. It just seems like their high school was pretty legit. All right. And they had all those social programs. Like, I got fucking learn how to make a movie and shit. We never had none of that.
We
just had fucking racist principals.
Yeah. And we have red-faced killers. Okay, fine. We're going to stop it. Red-faced killers. Inside joke. Yeah. Shout out to red-faced killer.
Killer.
All right, next one. Okay, we had a shout out to Red Face Killer. So, we have a next. Would you rather? What was the one you were asking me? We're gonna go since we did a sitcom one. We're gonna talk about a video game.
Yeah, video game.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a Mortal Kombat. Would you rather?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mortal Kombat. Okay. Would you rather, Katana? Wait, no. Which one was the one with the teeth? Melina. Or Sindel?
Oh, I'm taking Melina 100%. I'm taking Melina.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she, okay.
Dude,
she, like,
you know what her face is
like? I know. After she did mask on, she's like Barack.
So what, you're just going to keep the mask on?
Yo, Sindel, okay. Okay, Sindel. I hit you. She got four arms, though.
No? That's not the girl Goro.
Oh, Sindel is a fucking witch ass bitch.
Yeah.
She's the one that's like the wife of Shang Tsung.
Jerk you off of their hair. She can play with your balls with the same hair.
Who's that Chick Goro?
I don't give a fuck.
We'll look up Chick Goro. Look up Chick Goro right now. For those of you who don't know, Goro's got four arms. Shiva. Yeah. No. But I know Sindel, she like the wife of Shang Tsung. Yeah, she like she old is. Ass witch. Yeah. So she has
the supersonic voice.
You know what though?
Okay, I'm gonna pull up the pictures. I don't know what they look like now.
No. Malena.
She's like Katana's twin.
She's Katana's twin, but she got merged with the fucking Baraka motherfuckers.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's why she has the teeth like that, because she got merged with Baraka.
How?
No, the same race. Baraka's a race.
But then how does she get merged with the race?
Because she Shang Tsung like fucking sorcerized her, like necromanced that shit.
How did he do that? I thought he... What? That just makes no sense.
Because he makes demons and shit.
Yeah, but she was already a persona.
No, she's not. She's not. She's bait. She's a clone of Katana.
Oh, fuck.
Katana.
I thought they were sisters.
No. She's a clone. Look her up right now. Malena. You know why?
It's Malena. Malena's from fucking Days of Our Lives.
Okay. Malena.
Oh, Marlena.
Malena. She actually got some fucking just...
Okay, I'm gonna look at it. We're at some sort of wiki site.
Yeah, the Mortal Kombat wiki.
She is a clone.
She's a clone of Katana. But
Tarkatan physique.
Yeah, Tarkan. So Tarkan, if you know a Mortal Kombat, there's that Baraka dude. He looked like a monster. He's got chomping teeth.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah. Why didn't he just use a human?
I don't know, but that teeth, it ain't gonna be good for certain activities. But as long as you stay away, stay away from those activities, you're gonna be fine.
And now I'll show you Shiva.
Sindel. Yeah, I've seen Sindel. I actually watched Mortal Kombat.
You want to see what she looks like now?
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. Look at that.
Okay. I retract my favor. I retract my favor. I'm gonna go with Sindel.
He's packing some heat right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Sindel. There's some nice Sindel cosplay. maybe some Mortal Kombat parodies on the hub. Okay, Sindel, we gotta go with Sindel.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Come on, you're going with Sindel?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Sindel. We going with Sindel. Even though she crazy ass witch bro.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, we going with Sindel.
Got the eyes, man.
Okay, fine. We got the Sindel. Okay, she got white eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you, any motherfucker who has white eyes. Or red eyes or yellow eyes, you can't trust. Because they bad.
Right? You just sound like your mom right now.
No. I'm telling you. Yeah.
You got the black skin, you bad. That's exactly what your mom
said. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Don't worry. He crossed the line right there. But don't worry. She got a baseball bat. My mom's gonna use that baseball bat right now. She coming. Good thing we're not recording at my house.
Yeah.
But my mom basically hates everybody that's not a member of our household, so don't worry about that.
Your mom secretly hates me too.
Yeah, my mom pretty much is our family against the rest of the world. She's
holding down the fort too.
Yeah, she's holding down the fort. She's a one woman wall. She's gonna like stand against
you
everything.
You want Malena right
okay,
here?
I don't want that's
look at that.
He's looking at random pictures, man.
This is her. This
no,
is
no,
a
it's a cosplay.
It's what?
There could be. I wish you guys could see this right now. I wish this was recorded on video. But we got this. We ain't fat shaming, but
you got a BBW.
No, this ain't a BBW.
Come
this
on,
this
some people might find her W.
Okay, yeah, this lady look like Jabba the Hutt. Okay, she like Jabba the Hutt in a Malena. Shout out to people who proud of their physique.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, she's.
Oh, she repping. She repping. Belly dancer. No man. She belly dancer.
What about this one.
Okay, that one's nice. That Japanese one. But the last one, she a belly dancer. Emphasis on the belly.
She ain't dancing either.
People dancing on her belly. See the stage. People dancing on her belly, man. Okay. No fat shaming.
You just told me. You said. You just told everyone you're not fat shaming.
I'm not, man.
You just straight up alienated all these fat people that could be listening to her.
Shout out to Roy Nelson.
Yeah.
Shout out to Roy Nelson. We talked about Mark Hunt just now. We said he fat, but he can fight.
Yeah.
So that's all right. Shout out to Fat Amy, who's proud of being fat.
Who's Fat Amy? I never heard.
On Pitch Perfect, that fat lady.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's her name? Justice something. What's her real name?
I don't know. She's Australian or New Zealand.
She's Australian. Okay, give us a break. We're gonna wrap this up. Last little bit. Yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. Holla.
All right, for our last segment right now, Dooms, what do we have? Yeah. Tell our loyal audience.
Well, we have the shout-outs that we did earlier.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap that up. We're going to re-shout them out.
We got to re-shout them out. Yeah, yeah. We got to re-shout them out. I'm hitting my pecs right now. Okay, re-shouting out. So what's the first one? Do the honors, dude.
First one we had was George Lopez.
Jorge Lopez. Okay?
No, it's George. Jorge is spelled with a J. This is spelled with a G. It's George.
George. Curious George, yo.
Yeah. I remember first time I've ever realized that Spanish people will say J as a H.
Yeah.
Have you ever met Julio?
Yeah. Julio.
Yeah, he came to Moberly.
Shout out to Julio.
Yeah, shout out to Julio.
Married a good friend of ours.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Julio and Lissette.
I knew Julio way before from Moberly.
Oh, another Julio. Yeah. No, but the same Julio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him and Eric.
First time they ever came, they spelt his name on the blackboard and they go, pronounce this guy's name.
Who said that? Pronounce this guy's
name? Our teacher.
Oh, she tried to trick your ass.
Yeah. We're fucking kids. We don't
fuck but she tried to fuck with him.
Yeah, yeah. She fucked with us.
No, but she fucking with him.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody was like, Julio all day. And some kid finally said Julio and then they're like, yeah, he's right.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the first time I ever realized, hey, we had some diverse people. We never had someone that was Spanish in our class.
Shout out to Julio. Shout out to Julio. Shout out to Julio and,
dude, man.
Holding it down, throwing them dodgeballs. Because we on the same dodgeball team.
Man, I got an arm and a half.
He did. Julio. Yeah. But shout out to George Lopez.
Fuck the wall,
La Raza, that pride, fuck the wall. Fuck the wall. We stand in solidarity. Fuck Donald Trump. Number two. Who else we shout out to?
J. Cole.
We shout out to J. Cole.
Yeah.
Jermaine Cole.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome guy, man.
Yeah. Quick song recommendations.
He has his new album coming out soon. I don't know what his new album is called.
But his last one was K.O.D.
Yep.
K.O.D. Yeah. K.O.D. was his last album. Been listening.
It was pretty good. It wasn't as good.
It wasn't like his old stuff. Yeah, it wasn't as good as Forest Hills. And you know,
I don't know if he just tried to be like. SoundCloud rapping beats and he's rapping on them. I don't know what he was trying to do,
but he must have had a reason because there's a method to his madness.
Yeah, there is.
Shout out to Dreamville Records. Shout out to Jake.
Gonna do big things this year apparently.
Yes sir.
He's
yes,
been
sir.
Touting his people off his record company Dreamville Records.
Yeah.
Got the song with 21 Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Savage the 21st. That guy, he's out of jail now.
Oh dang.
Yeah, man. Hear about
that? I don't follow these guys no more. I don't know none of these guys.
He put out a song that kind of said shit about the Mexican kids being held without their parents, and he kind of went against that. And then the government, the ICE, the immigration people, they put him in jail.
Shit.
They wanted to deport his ass, even though he had a immigration application in the works since 2017.
Dang.
Yeah, they wanted to kick his ass out.
Who?
The Americans, the ICE, whatever, the immigration.
These Mexican guys?
No, not Mexican guys. American government.
Oh, shit.
A branch of the American government wanted his ass gone.
ICE? Like 21 Savage?
It's called ICE. It's called ICE. I don't know what the fuck it stands for.
But they wanted to deport 21 Savage?
They wanted to deport 21 Savage, even though he has no criminal record.
Yeah.
He was like brought into jail, but those charges were dropped or stayed or something like that.
Shit.
Something it shouldn't be on his record.
Shit.
Yeah. So he had his lawyers working on that. They wanted to kick his ass out, but he had us. But back to our point, J. Cole was on a track.
Yeah.
With 21 Savage for his new album called A Lot. It's a really good song. I really like.
Shout out Middle Child, new track as well. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to J. Cole, Jermaine Cole. It's a cold world. We're in full support.
The only person that will probably listen to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that were shouting out.
Out of all the people, it was probably J. Cole.
Yeah.
Now
he's in the realm of possibility. He is. It might be a bit far. We're at right now. Who the fuck's even listening to the show?
That's true.
Other than the people we force.
That's true. That's what we force. We gonna break into your house and force you to listen to this. Yo, motherfucking, listen to this show.
We gonna find you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We gonna tie you to a chair and be like, yo, fuck, listen to this. So your ears bleed.
You gonna fucking love it.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah, last person.
No, we got two more. We got one that's never gonna. Yeah. We got one that's never gonna listen to this, and one that's never.
Ever.
Okay, one that's never ever,
and
not on purpose.
Yeah,
and one
is would never give up.
Yeah, yeah, no. He would purposely never listen to it. And the other one can't help it.
Yeah.
Okay, so shout out to the one
who can't help it because Emmanuel Stewart. Okay, so he's one of the greatest trainers in boxing, and such a shot to the body. To the body, you know, like he's just a classic guy. We watched all his commentating growing up on HBO, and
knowledgeable also was a trainer of legendary fighters.
Amazing.
The fucking goat. The motherfucking goat.
That's the other one. Who will purposely never listen to our show.
He just would not.
Yeah, he would be like, fuck you guys. Yeah. Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
Yeah.
The greatest of all time. But we're just like, we're like little specks of dust in his fucking universe.
In the universe.
He, you know what? We're worse than dust because we don't even, we don't even exist.
But he wants us to buy his shoes, and I motherfucking bought all of
them. All my hoodies are Air Jordan. You know what I mean? It's just something about that. Something about
the mystique of.
Yeah. Something about the Jumpman. Something about the Jumpman logo. Like, it makes us all want to get it.
Yeah. But we grew up in his heyday where he was the fucking man.
He was.
Yeah. And he did the impossible.
He still is. And you know what, though? LeBron's making a Space Jam too, but fuck that guy. Space Jam wants always the
best. You
know
what? LeBron as an individual, his athleticism, his just fucking dominance just by himself. Although he was selfish in some of his decisions he made and the types of people he wanted to play with and stuff like that, which tarnishes his legacy a bit, but how can you not deny how great of a player LeBron is?
Yeah,
I don't even fucking watch a lot of basketball.
I'm
100% impressed by
how
he conducts himself and how hard he works on the floor.
True.
Yeah.
Fair enough. So on that note,
we got one more shout out person, don't we?
No, that's it. All the main guys.
No, you did Sit Yo Nung.
Oh yeah. We got a shout out. Hey. Shout out to Chatri Sid Yaw Tong again. If you guys never,
I totally fucking butchered his name.
Yeah, Chatri Sid Yaw Tong. If you guys, I remember
Josh Burnett. He made fun of that camp and goes called him Sid on a dog.
Oh my gosh! But they're one of the greatest Muay Thai camps in the world. Yeah. And Sid Yaw Tong, he's what a guy like Dana White should be.
Yeah, I hope you can like go see him.
Yeah, I hope we can go see him. We retweeted.
We should one day.
We go to his gym.
Thailand. Oh, he has a gym in the U.S.
He has a gym in Singapore. So we will go to his gym. Dooms and I are planning to go there, but right now we are signing out.
Finally,
this is like the third time in like 3-4 hours later. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the perils of podcasting, but we are signing out.
You know what, I wish we had like a tape and just hit record and all that motherfucker.
Yeah, like old school.
Yeah.
Alright, so you guys, this is a premiere episode. We are very proud of our work. Yeah,
just like give us feedback or whatever if you're even listening.
So we will insert when we post this, we will insert up Instagram. Follow us on Instagram.
We're gonna infect the internet. We're gonna put our bullshit on here. It's gonna fucking last forever. That's the crazy thing about the internet.
Yeah, man, we spewing our shit. Yeah. We spewing our garbage.
Fucking immortalized.
Yeah, we running into the, if the internet was a yard, we run into the yard. We taking a dump. we dropping the biggest deuce there is. All right, we leaving our mark right there.
Yeah,
shit stains.
I like
shit stains.
I like
one of our teachers called shit stains. Remember? Back in the day, we're not gonna review his last name because he got stains on his shirt. Yeah. Fuck. Did we shout out Hardy?
Fuck, did we? No, that was the last time.
Oh, he got cut up.
I don't know if it got
Hardy got a smirk on his face?
Yeah.
No, what were you talking about?
We did the boxing. We talked about the boxing.
Oh, yeah. It's a boxing scene. Yeah. Anyways.
But I think that did get cut out, though.
No, it didn't.
Wait, was it?
No. MMA. Okay, the MMA for sure. Okay. Good night, guys.
Hardy.
All right, Hardy. Yo. Holla. Bye. Peace.